when the America sank, it had all this fruit on it, had a cargo of fruit for the wholesale houses over in Thunder Bay. The folk, you know, what they could carry on the deck, they had bananas and all the fruits that you ever see in a store now, I guess. And they're all in wooden crates. So when America went down, some of that stuff that was loose started floating up and came out. There was a gangway right just about level with the water. So some of it that was close to that side gradually came out. And then when we found out that nobody's going to salvage the boat anymore, and my mother and dad had lost all their belongings on the boat when it went down, and the first things we went to do was to rig up some long pike poles to go down the deck and see if we could find our trunks and suitcases and baggage. But then we started hooking onto some of these cases of fruit that floated up against the deck, or against the upper deck where the passenger quarters were. So there was everything, lemons and oranges and apples, strawberries and bananas. George Torgerson, his father had, they lived in a house on Booth Island that had been a little hotel, an 8-room hotel. So they had the biggest house of anybody on Royal, I think. It was a 2-story house. And they had one of those small rooms just about full of bananas that they got off America. And they were there, you know, they were just going to rot away anyway. But anyway, this, towards the summer got, later on in the summer, well, there wasn't hardly any fruit you could get if you went out there try to hook around with a pike pole. And in the meantime, this Edgar Johns, one day he rigged up a pike pole that was almost 65 foot long. And by God, I don't think he got down so far, they hooked onto my mother's trunk.
He did?
And my mother and dad's trunk, so we got that stuff. I remember we were spreading it all around on the grass to get it to dry, you know, all the things she had from Norway. And my dad had some things there too. But anyway, it got so that pretty soon there wasn't hardly any fruit to get anymore because you couldn't reach it. It was jammed up under different places. But then, and this must have been at least a month later, we got a storm from the north that comes right in that gap, you know. That's about the only way the wind will hit that shelter there. And during the night, in fierce squall. And by golly, when we got up in the morning and went down to our dock, we had about 20 cases of the fruit right at our dock. It had come drifting along the shore, you know, and wedged in every dock. But on Grace Island, there where the Martins lived at the time, when they got up, have you seen that spit of sand? There's not much left of it now with the high water, but there used to be a long spit of sand that reached right across, you know, for about 200-300 feet. You know, nothing on it, just sand, gravel. And when they came out there that morning, right here on the north side of that, just lined up with cases of fruit. And they said all they had to do was go out there and pick out the kind of fruit they liked best because they had so much fruit anyway. They had too much, really. So that was the last of the fruit, though, that floated up by itself.